Episode 962, Marked by Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? How are you? I pray that you are having a grand start to a wonderful week. And of course, our hearts and thoughts and our prayers go out to the men and women and the families in Texas and the storm with Hurricane Harvey that's beginning to shift and move in, even into Louisiana. No, we are praying for you. Today, it's Inspiration Motivation Day. And I just want to lift your spirits today, give you a ray of hope, a ray of sunshine, something to say that, you know what? I am marked by love. That's what we're chatting about. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we jump into our episode today, I wanted to give a shout out to Joe. Joe, I just wanted to let you know, thank you so much for listening. You listen on SoundCloud and you say thank you and you like our episodes. And so I just want to say thank you and I pray that you're being blessed. Thank you for being a part of the family. Okay. As crazy as life gets, and it gets really crazy, we have storms, we have things that come at us physically, literally, and figuratively. When all seems lost, when all hope is gone, you are marked by love. You are never forgotten. You are never alone. But there are those moments and seasons in life where hope doesn't appear on the horizon. It seems to be so far away, a distant. You know, you look up into the sky and you see those stars that twinkle. They're so bright that sometimes you feel like you can reach out and touch them. But in our lives, sometimes we don't feel like anything's out there for us. It's just darkness, no hope. I can't help but have the pictures of the people in Texas affected by Hurricane Harvey. Cold, tired, lost, and alone, hungry. Wondering when will help arrive. Yet comfort is present. You are marked by love. 2 Corinthians 1 Verse 22 says this, God set his zeal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. God has claimed you. You're marked by love. Now, in the moment, it doesn't feel like you're loved. When, you know, all hope is gone, maybe right now you're going through a relationship struggle. Your marriage seems like it's truly falling apart at every blink of an eye. But God never abandoned you. He never abandoned you, even though you may feel abandoned. He stays close to you. You are marked by love. I was shopping this weekend at our traditional brick and mortar store, not online. Yes, shout out to all of my brick and mortar store owners and the franchises. We still need you to stay open. I still love the idea and the convenience of things coming right to my front door, but sometimes I need something within 10 to 15 to 20 minutes, and I need to drive there and pick it up. And this was the weekend. Oh, yes, we had to go out and purchase school supplies for the kiddos. And it wasn't just the what I call the inexpensive purchases. It was the more expensive ones, the calculators. Oh, financial calculators, graphing calculators. How many more calculators do we need in this household? Between the calculators and the cell phones and the computers, I feel like I am overwhelmed with technology. But we were on search for very specific items. So my youngest and I went in search for these calculators. We had to have them for the start of the week. And so off we found them. And unfortunately, I had to go to two different stores. Thankfully, they had them. And I was grateful for that. So I purchased them. And my son and I walked out of the store, and all of a sudden, the alarm sounded. You know that horrible sound? Not the one that you get up to, but one that you said that you stole something. And I'm like, I paid for it. I bought it. It's now mine. I own it. It's not the store's any longer. Yet the alarm still went off. God has paid a price for you. God owns you. He loves you. God, the creator of the universe, the stars, the sun, and the moon, has claimed you. You are marked by love. You know those security tags that are on those calculators? Well, God has a love tag on you. No matter what you're going through, that situation does not own you. It will not strip you of God's love, his mercy, and his grace. Nothing can separate you from his presence. Nothing can separate you from his grace and forgiveness and his love. You are marked by love. Maybe you're sitting on the rooftop shouting to the heavens for someone, anybody, to hear your cry, help me, help me. No, God's got you. Even when no one answers, know that God's got you. In the midst of your failing marriage, God's got you. In the midst of a new job, God's got you. In the midst of a new move, God's got you. In the midst of your weight loss catastrophes and going, I've been up and down on this roller coaster, God's got you. He's got your health. God's got you. When you're facing a disease, he's got you. Don't ever give up on God because he never abandons you. You are his daughter. You are his son. He will never leave you even to the end of your days. He is beside you. You are marked by love, his love. So wherever you are right now in this moment, I just want to pray a prayer specifically over you. So you know and you can feel his love. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pause in our chaos. We pause in our life's struggles, Lord, to say thank you, to praise your name, that you have never abandoned us. Whether we're sitting on a rooftop trying to stay away from the flooding waters, the storm that presents itself, Lord, whether we are tackling a marriage that is failing, Lord, whether we are trying to get through a pregnancy that just doesn't seem to be easy, Lord, whether we're struggling with our kids, getting them back into school and on a routine, even the homeschool families out there that are just going, I can't do it. I don't think I can make it. Why did you call me to this? Lord, you are here with them. Bless them. Love them right where they're at. Send and wrap your arms and your angels around them. Place a hedge of protection around their families, Lord. Nothing is impossible, Lord, with you. You have claimed us. We are marked by love, your love. Thank you so much for everything that you have given us, Lord. May it glorify you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May this prayer be your strength today, for you are marked by love. My heart, thoughts, and prayers are with all of those suffering and struggling and challenged by a season of heartbreak, pain, hurt, loss, and even natural disasters. May the Lord bless you beyond anything that you could ever imagine. Go out, be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.